Middle School. Thanks to Ben Rutkowski of our staff who put that together and works with them. And that's all part of Youth Express, Catch the Future. You can hear more from Woodland Hills students at neighborhoodvoices.org. The Saturday Light Brigade. David Meyer, Jim Sable, and Danny Buncher from their last time on the air with us is Big Snow, Big Thaw from June 9th, 2012. And perhaps you already have heard, but in case you have not, I want to tell you that David passed away a week ago this past Tuesday on September 20th. And if ever there was another example of somebody I've met in my life who I instantly connected with the moment we met, and who ends up falling into a collection of friends over the years I've had who somehow have seemed simply too good for this earth. Too gentle, too kind, too bright, and simply already an angel. And that's David to T. I don't want to say too much because I am really looking forward to sharing his music with you. You're going to hear what it was like when we first met. There's a celebration of his life today in Asheville, North Carolina at 2 o'clock. I wanted to send my sympathy to Bonnie and Hugh, who now live in Weaverville, North Carolina. I met them when they visited Dave Id here in Pittsburgh. David also has a brother named Hugh, and children Evelyn and Hugh, and also Melissa, our sympathy to you as well from Ricky and me. I want you to have a chance now to hear something that gave me a lot of pleasure. It's from David and I, a first meeting. He, long before Big Snow, Big Thaw, he came into the studio to play live. He had only been in Pittsburgh for about 4 months. It was Thanksgiving weekend of 2007. His parents were here. A few other friends were here. And more than ever, David's music and songs were here. Conversation as well.
Well, I went out in the middle of the road, looked back from where I come. Oh, if you stand just so, that line stretches all the way to heaven. But which direction heaven, and which my return? I just keep standing in the middle of the road, and damn, my feet don't burn. I went out in the middle of a crowd, saw a man in gray. He looks like he knows where he's going. I think I'll let him lead the way. Traveled every corridor as though on orders from the throne, until we's back in the middle of the crowd, and damn, we don't keep going. I went out in the middle of the night, bored of my previous sins. The streets like an aquarium, my hands and feet like fins. I saw spectacles and specters and patrons of the dark. Oh my, how the nighttime churns, and damn, we ain't all sharks. I woke up from the middle of sleep of a period of some days. Well, my eyes as thin as reeds, thought I'd finally found something, something to praise. Maybe half of it's surrender, and the other half is getting deep. Well, it's easier to get knocked down, and damn, you don't move your feet. Move your feet.
That's nice. That's David Meyer playing. How old are you, David?
27.
Sorry to be so direct, but I just had to be. David looks young, and your voice is incredible. You don't expect, I can't tell you why, but you know, you don't expect that voice to be coming out of you. When did you start playing the guitar and singing?
I started playing guitar at the age of 12 and started singing when I was younger than that in church choir, probably about 7 or 8.
What made you pick up the guitar? Do you remember?
Yeah, I'd quit piano because piano wasn't cool. But I heard Eric Clapton's Unplugged album, and I just thought the guy was a total wizard and thought I should learn how to do that.
Tell me a little bit about your love of the blues. I know from some chatting we had a chance to do that, like a lot of people, you were the, well, Eric Clapton you mentioned, the old Young, I think you'd mentioned, and yeah, punk rock and different, you know, genres, but it seems like you've really settled, at least for now, on the blues.
Yeah, the blues, the great thing about it is it's just incorporated into the fabric of life in such a seamless way. People pick up a guitar, and like, I moved here from D.C. and my old roommate Mark and I would just play a guitar, and we didn't have to know a song, but we could have a an exchange with each other just playing 12-bar blues, and so it just provides this medium for people talking and feeling and hanging out.
Did you ever find yourself extemporaneously creating words as you played?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yo MTV Raps was one of my favorite shows, and I would freestyle rap when I was a little boy. and I love it. Like, my mom's an English teacher, and so language is always a big part of like family interactions and puns, and I have to warn people beforehand that they're going to hear a lot of puns. So, oh yeah, improvisation with words is very much there.
How about your dad? What's he do for a living?
My dad is an electrical engineer, and it was his guitar that I learned on, an old Gibson. When it came into my use, it was about 25 years old, and had a Gene McCarthy for President sticker on it. In the shape of a flower.
Oh, that's great.
I asked him if I could take it off, and he's like, no.
How great that your parents are here, and they're still living in Kentucky now.
Yeah, and they came up for Thanksgiving.
That's great. You probably really were steeped in quite a bit of music among your peers, I would think, at least certainly in Nashville and also in Kentucky.
Yeah, absolutely. A huge part of it was the church choir. There's a really great church choir in Glasgow, Kentucky. Shout out to Todd and Lisa Woodward. and all these churches would send their kids to sing in this choir, and I learned harmony and music that way.
Let's hear another song from David Meyer. What was the one, was there a title to the one you just played?
Aquarium Blues.
Aquarium Blues.
Aquarium Blues.
What's the next one called?
The next one, I'm going to play a song by Daryl Scott called You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive.
I like Daryl Scott, and I think I know the song.
In the deep, dark hills of eastern Kentucky, that's the place where I trace my bloodline. And it's there I read on a hillside gravestone, you will never leave Harlan alive. Well, Granddad's dad walked down the side of Catarim Mountain, and he asked Tilly Hilton to be his bride. He said, won't you walk with me out of the mouth of this holler, or we'll never leave Harlan alive. When the sun comes up about 10 in the morning and the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life just thinking of how to get away. Well, no one ever knew that there was coal in them mountains till a man from the northeast arrived, waving $100 bills
He said, I'll pay you for your minerals, but he never left Harlan alive. But then Granny sold out quick, and we moved west to Pineville, to a farm where Big Richland River winds. And I bet they danced them a jig, laughed and sang a new song. Who said we'd never leave Harlan alive? The sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life just thinking of how to get away. Well, times they got hard, and tobacco wasn't selling. Old Granddad knew what he had to do to survive. He went and dug for Harlan coal and sent the money back to Granny, but he never left Harlan alive. That's the place where I trace my bloodline, and it's there I read on a hillside gravestone, you will never leave Harlan alive.
David Meyer, ironically, you really brought that song to life. I've heard that song before, but boy, you've sung that beautifully, almost as if you wrote it. Now, you came to Pittsburgh to study psychology at its Duquesne, right?
Right.
And because Duquesne had a particular flavor of psychology that is unique. And what is that flavor? I'm going to have you tell me instead of my trying to summarize
it. Yeah, it's called EP psychology, which is existential phenomenological psychology. And here's a joke for you. What do you get when you cross a mafioso and a phenomenologist? You get an offer you can't understand. And I got that joke from a psychologist named I think Bob Reminition. The legacy is old and rich, and it taps into like Heidegger and Nietzsche and Kierkegaard, and oh man, I couldn't begin to really tap it all. Experimental psychology seeks to like define variables of experience in psychological life, and existential phenomenological psychology seeks to keep the experience and the context whole.
It's interesting to me too, because I think you really like genuine music. I think probably across all genres, what you're going to be touched by is something that's genuine, regardless of whether it's electric or acoustic.
Yeah.
And it sounds to me like academically, what you're looking for is that same kind of feeling in psychology, mm-hmm. To be looking at actual true data rather than characteristic here, that's 1B/Roman numeral I, let's move on. Is that kind of how
it
works?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's tough because it's really sexy that you can go to a computer and you can sync with some drums, and you can do these effects, and I've done that, and I love it, and And the same thing with psychological theory. Like, we can come up with terms and they can have this coherence, which is really seductive and really, really amazing. And we can become sort of seduced and carried away in that sophistication. But at the end of the day, they're equally sort of powerful media and forms of expression, which I think if those aren't kept intact, then this more sophisticated, seductive ones, they lose their contours.
Well, let's hear another song from David. What would you like to do?
I'm going to sing a song that's really way too high. And I don't even remember what I called it. Insistent as a church bell ringing again and again and again, you say, I know what you did last night, so come in, come in, come in. But I like it here on the cool soft ground, stretched beneath the limbs. Besides, you'll still let me drink your communion wine and sing me your sweet hymns. Whoa, oh, honey, 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 oh, oh, honey, honey, oh, oh. Honey, 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 oh, oh. Honey, 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 oh, oh, oh. I told you I knew the first line. And you're as solemn as a searchlight that never looks away. I can't so much as whistle without you blaring like the day. Ask me, do I love you, baby? And honey, sure I do. But a man's got to feel that he has a say for him to guarantee it's true. Whoa, 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 honey, 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 oh, oh, honey, 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 oh, oh, whoa, oh, honey, 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 oh, oh, honey, honey, oh, oh, honey, 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 oh, oh. Prickly as the subject that we ain't supposed to speak. You're as sober as the spectacles that are perched upon your beak. If I have to, I will lay you out right across my knee. Well, come here and let me love you into the middle of next week. Whoa, honey, 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 oh, oh, honey, honey, oh, oh.
What a great song. That's David Meyer. The chorus to that sounds old and steeped in tradition, while the verse, it's so whimsical, and it sounds old too, but it's also pretty modern with all the metaphors you just... when did you write that?
Oh, a couple summers back.
Do you recall what led you to write it, or a particular incident, or just a thought?
It started with just one lyric. You're as insistent as a church bell ringing again and again and again. You say, I know what you did last night, so come in, come in, come in. And that lyric sat in a notebook for a couple of months. And I don't know, it just, like you said, it steeped for a while, and before long I knew what I wanted to say next. And one other part of it was I was reading like hard-boiled fiction, like Jim Thompson and James Cain, I think he wrote The Maltese Falcon. But anyway, this like, you know, this period fiction, and so that's where a lot of it came from, a lot of the images.
It's a good song. David Myers, who you're listening to, we talked about you're doing four songs. It'd be great if you could do a couple more. That puts you over your limit. That puts you to five.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
you think you got, like, two more in you?
Yeah, sure. This song's called 22nd Street. Photo falls out and lands upon my lap. You stand on 22nd Street, through your hair you're staring back. The zigzag of the street lights from where I didn't hold the camera right. And what a pretty little face, what a pretty little girl have I. Jess's place to help with moving in, imagining that evening when we planned to meet again. When I saw you, you were barefoot, your face was smooth and bright. And what an itty bitty dress, what a pretty little thing that night. Show and caravan to find an empty park. We hung our clothes upon the sign, no entry after dark. We danced and we did handstands, and I kissed you on the slide. And such a spry little thing, what a pretty little gal have I.
Pleasure it's been to have you here. I want you to come back. I hope you will.
I love to come back.
It's just terrific to me that we have you here after your landing in Pittsburgh, 5 months ago or so. And thanks to our technical director, Justin Keckley, for finding you somewhere out there. And it's great to have your folks here and some other folks here watching you. Caitlin's here, Lisa's here. Anything else you want to pass along before doing one more song?
Well, you have a great city, and it's a treat to be here. And thanks to the people who are in the audience or the studio, Mom, Dad, thanks for coming up for Thanksgiving. And if any of my D.C. folks that I've made music with or lived with or had fun with are listening, happy Thanksgiving. I love you guys, too. Thanks.
stretched out like the afternoon. All of my self-restraint to ruin. And her smile that shone just like an island in the place that would become our bed. She said, I will give you some, but I won't give all. You give to me in whispers and you take in calls. By the time we figure out just what it is we want, maybe then you'll know it was what we had and lost. I said, well, love is a continent we cross, and it's the lucky ones that don't get lost. But if we make it to the ocean, we've still both got to know how to swim. So you can give me some, or you can give me all. Give to you in whispers and I take in calls. By the time we figure out just what it is we want, maybe then we'll know it was what we had and lost. She said, well, if we start to sink, we'll surely curse, but the waves are another universe. So you can decide you don't want to begin. But I for one would like to say I've been, well I have been. Oh, so you can give me some, or you can give me all. I give to you in whispers, you could give to me when you call. And by the time you figure out just what it is you want, maybe then you'll know it's exactly what we've got. Like the afternoon, with all of my self-restraint to ruin. Her smile that shone just like an island in the place that would become our bed.
David Meyer from Thanksgiving Weekend 2007. May he rest in peace. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger and John Bentley sitting in for Chad Green. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. David's music is on the front page of neighborhoodvoices.org. It will remain there for a bit. Also, you'll find links on our Facebook page for charities he believed in, and also a page that some friends have set up to facilitate donations, by the way. And thanks again to David and also to his family for producing such an amazing human being. 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio.